studio, and we have a special guest with us, Rick Small, the Coddington County Highway Superintendent. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck.
You look a little more relaxed coming into this weekend than probably the last three.
Well, I've been a little busy the last couple weekends.
You know, Rick, we should mention you're retiring the end of the month?
Yes.
How many years have you worked for the county and superintendent?
31 years for the county and 22 as a superintendent.
Wow. You know, as looking at that, we'll talk more about that later, but looking at this, has this been a tough spring? I mean,
we've had similar ones, 96, 97, if you remember that, yeah. The flood and so forth. We get them every once in a while.
Yeah, that was a bad flood.
Last year, we had a couple inches of snow on the 1st of May in the Waverly South Shore area.
Well, this year made us forget that.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully, we're beyond that. Yeah. You know, let's talk about some of the roads, though. As far as the winter months, do we hurt the roads much in the winter with all the snow and the stuff, or not so bad?
No, they just froze extremely deep this year with no snow in the ditches and so forth. And the cold winter we had, the roads froze a lot, the frost a lot deeper this year. A lot of years when the ditches are full of snow, they insulate it and it doesn't freeze that deep on the roads. But this year they're froze pretty deep.
And we didn't get the snow until later, so
right,
it's kind of a mess. Are we seeing the frost come out, and how fast is it coming out right now?
You know, I was out Tuesday putting in some traffic counters and driving stakes in the shoulders of the road, and that's right up near the asphalt. And on some of the stakes, we drove them right in. It was thawed. And a couple others, and these are 18-inch stakes, and a couple others we could only get to go on the ground about 6 inches until we ran into solid ice.
So you have the load limit on, and you're going to have to leave it on for a while then?
Yeah. Like I said, the base of the road's froze, and if that top foot or 18 inches thaws out, gets real soft, and then that is basically sitting on top of a block of ice. And that's when the damage is done, when you start running heavy vehicles up and down it over top of that mud, as you're going to tear them up.
So temperatures like we're having now, 50, 60 degrees, does that come out pretty quick with that sun beating on that road?
It helps. A good rain would help, but we don't want it right now. give it a week. I don't care to see a flood right now.
I want to go back to some other things, but the thing you brought up, a flood, we got notifications. There's flood warning in Aberdeen and north of Watertown. What have you seen? You've been out looking at them?
Yeah, I've been out on County Road 4 in the north part of the county. That's the first gauging station on the Sioux is up into Grant County, just a few miles north of County Road 4. And yesterday afternoon, the water was right up to the edge of County Road 4, not far from going over County Road 4. And it, my opinion, it has crested and started to go down there. And to the north of that, on that Grant County gauging station, it appears that started to go down there, and their projections on the gauging station is it's supposed to go down pretty quick. So without any rains or anything, I think we'll be all right as far as flooding.
Well, have we lost a lot of the snow up there already? Has it come through?
We have. There's still a little bit up there, but in my opinion, there's not enough left in the shelter belts and creek bottoms and stuff to make a difference.
Well, good. That's one thing, because I think anytime you get this late of snow in April, and rain would be about, if we'd had rain a couple days ago, it probably would have been
exactly. Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
The old way had to put old Sutton to work, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Jim's out. He's been out checking the roads as much as I have.
Let's talk about the roads again. You were talking about counters. Do you have a counter? You put counters on many roads?
Yeah, this particular one, we usually do it in a little better conditions, but this one, there's a request for a traffic count and speed analysis on a road. A group of houses on one of our roads would like to see the speed limit reduced in front of their houses, and so we're collecting data, seeing how many vehicles and what speed they're going.
Oh, so you can, on your counters, you can, what do you do, take the distance? How do you get the speed?
It's the way the counter is set up. You put the hoses 3 feet apart, and it is accurate enough. It judges the time it takes to go from one hose to the next, and you'll get the speed.
Oh, okay. So you get both speed and the...
And they also are accurate enough. They'll tell you if it's a motorcycle, if it's any 13 different classes of vehicles, from a motorcycle up to a multi-trailered semi. It'll tell you what it is.
Now, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
when I drive over it now, I'll go slower. No. Anyway, the gravel roads, are they getting pretty nasty now?
Well, but whenever with these last snows and so forth, when it melts, they get sloppy, slippery. But as far as the frost going out and getting real deep trenches, that's just started. We're just starting to see the frost go out and getting ruts.
Now, I know you did a lot of repairs. You've been repairing some bridges and stuff. How do they look now? Are they?
We're still working on it. That's one of the big things. There's a couple of bridges on Old 81 north of town. Farm to market, there's a lot of aggregate that comes out of that area, and those bridges are to the point where they're going to start restricting the loads on them if we don't do something with them. So those are in the preliminary engineering stage. My thought and my recommendation to the commission is we need to get something done on these bridges in the next 2 or 3 years, or they're going to be restricted to just small trucks.
Did you, on the gas tax that was going out, they added extra gas for highways, did the county get much of that, or are you seeing some coming in?
I'm not, you'd have to talk to Cindy about exact how much, but yeah, we did get some. It was not a big number.
Okay. So it isn't going to take a big deal and fix a couple bridges that it's...
No.
Bridges are kind of spendy?
Right, they are very spendy, and these two are actually qualify for federal funds. If you can get into the new program the state came up with, its big bridge improvement grants. But if you use that big improvement grant, you need to look 3, 4, 5 years ahead. There's just $8 million for the entire state.
Not too many.
No. And there's, I forget the number, but there's hundreds of bridges that qualify for these big grants. So.
Well, don't you think bridges have kind of been put on the back burner for quite a while because they're kind of spendy?
Well, they, never used to take 5 years to get a bridge to construction under the old program. It was called the Federal Bridge Replacement Program. It was, when I started, I know we did some bridges from the time the commission signed the resolution, 3 years later, we were into construction, and that doesn't happen anymore. You're looking 5 to 12 years from the time the resolution is signed till you get work done on it.
Wow. Well, look, Rick, why don't we take a break, and we'll be back. Mark, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with Rick Small, the Cottington County Highway Superintendent. Well, again, welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio, and again, joining us is our special guest, Rick Small, who's the Cottington County Highway Superintendent. And Rick, we've been kind of talking about the roads and some of the construction, and it takes quite a bit of money to keep these roads up, and we got a lot of roads in Cottington County. What do you have any big projects coming up?
Our paving project for this summer is milling off 2 inches and repaving 6 miles of road from Old 81 north of town east towards Waverly, 6 miles. And that's our big paving project. We've got three bridge epoxy seal coats where you basically in the last few years you've seen the bridges that get the black coating on them where they mill a little bit of the concrete off and put epoxy and chip seal on it. Those three projects are funded under the Bridge Improvement Grant Program, but the county has to come up with 20% of the money for those. And I guess those are the biggest ones. Also, over 30 miles of seal coating, chip sealing, that we do every year. That's pretty high dollar item anymore. When I started, I think we would do a mile of chip seal for less than $3,000, and now we're at $18,000 to $19,000 a mile for that.
Now, is it pretty much the same as last year, or did it go up a little bit? Some of
the chip seal, the oil, everything has gone up a little bit this year, but surprisingly, not as much as it has in some past years. I felt real good with the bids we got.
I know at one time they were talking about maybe taking some paved roads out and going back to gravel. Do they plan on doing that again, or is it any cheaper?
Well, Cottington's fortunate. A lot of the counties that are doing that, the roads that they're converting back to gravel are what you would call blotter. Basically, it was a gravel road sprayed with oil and turned into a blacktop, where all of the blacktop roads in Coddington County has an asphalt mat on it. It's not just oil sprayed on gravel. Years ago, when oil was extremely cheap, a lot of counties put down a lot of that blotter roads, and they're just not made for heavy traffic. And then when the economy went to heck and the prices went up so high, they just can't afford to maintain them. And there are Brown County, every year they're tearing up asphalt roads or blotter roads and turning them back to gravel. But we haven't had to yet.
Okay. But most of our, you know, we were talking about a few years ago when he had a pretty, some flooding and stuff. Do we have a pretty good movement of water through here?
Yeah, we do. It's, you know.
I know Hamlin County seemed to have some roads that flooded down there. Do we have that same problem?
We've got places, and this year I don't know of any, where a culvert will have ice in it and the water will go over top of it just for a short time in the spring. As of yesterday, I didn't know of any. We had a couple places where water was up on the shoulder of the road, but I don't know of any place where it was going over the road. There could have been, but I don't know about it.
Do you go over and look at possibly replacing culverts then in that some of those areas?
We do replace culverts every year. A lot of times it's old concrete culverts are in sections, and on a soft road, as the road gets squished out, those sections come apart and cause trouble and develops holes in the middle of the road and so forth. And we reset the concrete ones during the winter. When, if we don't have snow, we'll go out and reset some of those culverts. Sometimes we have to replace the whole thing.
I know one of the things that started a couple years ago, farmers kind of planning into the road ditch. Still going to be some regulations on that?
Yeah, Coddington redid the ordinance on farming within the right-of-way and raised the penalty to $200 plus restitution. The county can go out and cause to have the work done. The county doesn't even have to do it. We can hire a contractor to come in and prepare the soil, plant it, fertilize it, and establish grass growing there, and then the landowner gets the bill for it, and if they don't pay the bill, it goes on the tax roll.
And are we seeing maybe are some of them backing it off a little bit now?
You know, since we started sending out, and I'm sure you got one too in your assessment, a letter, a notice saying that we're going to start doing that, and yeah, I have seen some improvement. Some of the people, they just one of the problems I've seen is renters, people that they don't own the land, they're farming it, they're paying to farm the land, they want to get every...
And that could be a problem. The farmer's got to pay for it and the renter's kind of digging it up.
The owner has to understand that whoever that land is registered to is the one that gets the bill for the reclamation of this grounds.
Well, that's interesting to know. Well, Rick, I know... You've been working here for over 30 years. You've had to see some major shifts in this highway department of how you work and how you do stuff.
I guess the biggest thing is when I started, we did build roads. We have got scrapers. We've still got a couple scrapers, but we don't do much with them anymore. The money available in the budget does not lend to building roads. Our maintenance have basically turned into a maintenance unit, and when we do have a road rebuild, we contract it and have a contractor rebuild or regrade a road.
Is that just because of the cost and the labor, or federal guidelines, or
no? It is just you can't afford. Our budget is, I think, the first budget I prepared in 1995-96. Was well under $2 million, and now I'm working on the budget for next year right now, and it's well over $4 million, and that's just enough to do the maintenance for just the chip sealing we do in the summer, and that's spraying the oil and putting the P-Rock on. We're spending $600,000, $700,000 every year on that.
Can you do enough of those roads with the budget you have? Are you keeping them covered?
Yes, had a good commission to work with as far as given us the money to maintain the roads, and they understand. I have tried to give them all the numbers, and they see that we're doing what we can. We should be paving approximately 10 miles of road a year. The life expectancy of an asphalt road is about 20 years. We got 200 miles of them. So you can see you got to do about 10 every year to keep up to replace all them roads within the 20-year life cycle. And right now, we're not doing that. We're a little under it. Like I said, this year we're doing 6 miles.
Well, I bet now that from what you were a few years ago, you can get to cover these roads pretty quick now with the equipment you have.
For snow and removal, usually, yeah. Usually we can get over all our roads in an 8-hour shift on snow removal. That's not to say they're all going to be
perfect,
winged back and everything, but we can usually get over them. Sometimes a few hours after we go over them, it's blown back in behind us. But with the equipment, yeah, we can get over them pretty quick.
Looking at your years in here, what's been the most enjoyable part about your job? You've had to enjoy it to be working with it this long.
Yeah, people I meet. And it's rewarding when you do complete a project or, for instance, go through a flooding time frame where you're working with flooding, when you get done and say, well, we did what we could.
But it isn't always a pleasant time in that occupation you've had. I'm sure you've had some calls during the weekends and the nights that weren't the most pleasant.
Yeah, some days are better than others.
But what are you going to do?
I'll relax for a while. I'm sure I'm one that has to keep busy. And I'm going to relax, do a lot of fishing. I've got a lot of things to do around the house, a lot of projects and so forth. But somewhere down the line, I can see myself finding something else to do.
Maybe you have to learn to golf.
Yeah, no. I tried that a few times. I was told maybe I better just stick to fishing.
Well, I suppose you can be like Fierce did. He tries to run a golf tournament when he's a fisherman and doesn't really understand that there's a difference.
But. Yeah, no, Superintendent's Association has a summer get-together, and I tried golfing with some of the other supers, and they told me, Small, maybe you better just stick to fishing.
Now, you've had a workforce for all these years and worked, and you've had some good people down there.
Yeah, I have. I've got several guys that still there, over 25 years of longevity in there. They've been there a long time, good workers, had pleasure to work with a lot of good crews.
I know you've done a lot of projects over the years. What was probably one of the biggest, or the one you remember that probably was the largest?
Probably the most difficult paperwork involved, and archaeologically and environmental issues and so forth, was building the road between Dry and Grass Lakes up at Florence, which happened to go across federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife property, which turns it into a federal project with a lot of stipulations. It just took a long time to get that done.
Have you seen from when you started, say, 25, 30 years ago to now, the regulations are big, a lot more regulations, and you got to go through all these steps?
Yeah, in fact, we were just talking about it last night at a meeting on the bike trails in Watertown here. The environmental issues, if you go to disturb, it's getting any more, if you disturb any dirt, you got to have somebody come in and check for artifacts and so forth. And not only that, environmental as far as runoff and so forth, just a lot more paperwork. A project that the file to complete the project 10 years ago was 2 inches thick. Now it's 5 inches thick paperwork.
And it does add to the cost and does prolong it.
Yes, it does. Huh? Yeah.
So people want to get this done today, but they don't understand. You can't.
Right. We were just talking about a project last night that people would like to see done next year. And if we use the federal funds, it may be 5 years down the road to get it done.
So have the federal funds been decreasing coming in to you guys in the state?
It's been harder to get as far as for the bridges, like that bridge grant program. There's only $8 million available statewide, And I don't know the number of bridges. Coddington County's got 4 or 5 that we could use some of that money, and it's just hard to come by. We did get bridge grant money for the epoxy seal coat for the 3 this year, but there's 3 other bridges that we need to replace, and I tried to get preliminary engineering for those 3 bridges through the grant program, and they just don't qualify.
So your replacement going to be on soon?
There's a Rick Hartley's been with the county 25 years. He's been my assistant, and he is going to be appointed interim superintendent.
Okay.
It was discussed at last week. It was in the minutes, but it'll be officially at next Tuesday's meeting.
Well, good. He'll do a nice job.
Yeah, I think he will.
Well, Rick, I sure appreciate you coming in, and I appreciate you taking the time and all the work you've done. I worked in the county. You were fun. You were great to work with. Helped us out a lot, and I know that a lot of farmers out there are going to be sad to see you go, but you know, it's time, and I guess you deserve it.
I'm going to miss people, no doubt about it, but it's time. I agree with you. I'm ready to go fishing for a while.
Well, you've put in a lot of years, and it's time to sit back and relax and enjoy life.
Well, thanks.
And then you never know. Then you'll get bored, and then you'll want to get another job. So I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I don't see that happening away, but it's a possibility.
Well, Rick, thanks for all your work and the years of service you did for Coddington County, and good luck on your retirement. And
well, thank you.
If you find a good fishing spot, don't tell Fierstetter, he'll put it in the radio.
Yeah.